Blog Talk Radio.
Is he a blood? Is he Crip? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know, it. Look, if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plot. And I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. Streets are talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. You see me with a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, when the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. Murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, dad, holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me, with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me nigga, the real me nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. So they got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. Sub, under the parka, extra cautious now. Hit a 6C, up your fell out of your dent. I get word through the street like Bell and a Sprint. I feel a vibe and I hear the rumor. But fuck it, I'm still alive and I'm still in June. I know staff are law. Niggas wanna press me, put my back to the wall. For pressure, buck pipes, I know I'm fat to y'all. To know me, to love me, you see me, can't be me, haters. Fuck you, I got guns like Neo and Matrix. Cross the family, think Mac, sweet like Cairo. A soft like Play-Doh, get knocked off like Fredo. Coleon, they find you with a hole in your dome. I roll with niggas that'll follow you and go to your home. Thought you ball, but nigga, you fall to my defense. Catch you while they reaching. Clip you, then I cross you, then I leaving. Apply four-court pressure like 4-4 cars. Get you out of here, pull pressure to the trigger, bullets flying threes. You forever rest under bullshit, dirt lies and leaves. I do bullshit, dirt tell lies and leaves. Look at my eyes, real lies and beans. Niggas wanna despise the team.
It's the streets of talk, it's sports talk, so we're the twist of hip-hop from a street perspective. It's Wild Out Wednesday. It's March Madness. It's 10 days, 10 games left in the NBA season coming up. It's the Masters. you know, you hear that music during the commercials of the March Madness, you know what time it is. We in the building, baby, with the Teal Dream Team.
What a no!
What's up, fellas?
Is that ICE? ICE, what you doing, motherfucker?
Coming from the store.
Coming from the store.
In the streets, man, buddy. That's how we get down. What's going on with you, big brother? Boy, how you feel? You back in that cold weather, ain't you? I know you're not in that sunshine.
Hey, man, don't rub it in. It's just amazing. Just this morning, I was in warm weather, and 4 hours later, it was cloudy skies and bundle up.
Yeah, good old Arizona, boy. And 80-degree weather. Dream team.
Man.
I know y'all practice.
Speaking of
Arizona. I know your practice ain't right.
Speaking of Arizona, the Final Four will be out there in 2 weeks. Let me ask you this, Ice. Out of 16 teams, how many teams did your bracket get to? I had 11.
Oh, boy.
How many out of yours, T. Rizzy?
No, I didn't have 11. I'm really bad. I really only had 7. You're good, boy.
I knew it against Auburn, Bruce Pearl.
Oh.
I know, and like I said, he's a great person, great recruiter. But when it comes to that coaching, it's a little different. So, man, it hurt my bracket a little bit. Hurt my bracket. Kentucky hurt my bracket, but
Auburn.
Everybody did.
Oh, yeah,
number one. I said it last week. All my number ones prevailed to the Sweet 16. So, but let me ask you this. I'm going to start with you, T-Row. Any surprises that you can think of that was, you know, of course,
Oakland.
What's that? The Kentucky Oakland situation. But just ask you, like, what game stood out to you in the first weekend?
Yeah, Kentucky versus Oakland. For one player to go 10 for 20 from deep, not just 10 for 20 shots, but he took all his shots from the 3-point line. He didn't try to take no twos. He didn't try to go for no and ones. He was shooting jumpers, okay? 30-foot jumpers. And those 30-foot jumpers are falling. And they just beat one of the Blue Bloods that I had to go pretty far, even though I knew I shouldn't have picked Kentucky to go that far. But I did. Anyway, figuring that it would be March Madness in full effect. And, yeah, boy, look at here. Oakland, congratulations to you, even though you failed in another close game that you could have won. I'm going to say Oakland versus Kentucky the very first night did me bad, boys. I mean, and then I know y'all going to talk about the other ones, but Yale and Auburn, I couldn't believe that one either. I was stuck, and all these double-digit seated schools are beating all the – it was just nuts. But I'm really heartbroken for Grand Canyon University. If y'all young ones are out there listening, even if you're an old one playing in the Midnight League or the 40 and over, 50 and over, listen to your boy. Work on your free throws. You just might win the game. I see ain't. Come on, man. I know it was a lot of good ones. Which one of them upsets really caught your eye there, Flip?
Well, it was some great games, man. But of course, the Oakland Kentucky, it caught me off guard because, you know, he had a lot of 5-star guys on Kentucky. And what in the heck happened to DJ Wagner? I forgot he was on the court. Okay, man. He has been a major disappointment. for down there in Kentucky, man. Okay, and McGoggin, you know, and he was, hey man, but you got to remember though, T. Rizzy, L. Meeks, the guy is like 27 years old, man. Okay, he no spring chicken. Okay, he been in college.
So?
I don't know what the high. Yeah, he's an old. Yeah, he's
so?
Like 27 years old. Yeah, but man, he's like in his prime. Yeah, he's like in his prime. But I'm 27 years old. You ain't gonna be able to catch me up tonight. I'm coming on curve and screen. I'm electrifying at 27, 28. So he and his
good.
He elected. He good. He's feeling like, yeah, I've been my best year is 27, 28. You know, that's how it always is for a player. So I didn't know at first how old he was, but that still was impressive though. But caught my eye. The next game was I watched him too from North Carolina. DJ Burns Jr., left hand guy, called him Barkley. No, this guy's different. He's not Rodney Rogers. No, he's a little different. He just take you down low, spin, you know, left hand hook. He uses his body real good. He rebounds good. He pass the ball like the double team. That's the second time seeing him. I've watched both games, and to me, he's impressive right there. So. North Carolina.
He's making his
way. It surprised me. Yeah, DJ Burns. He's about 300 pounds, 6'7" lefty man. He nice though, man. You know what I'm saying? They be talking. No, he's not Charles Barkley. Barkley get that rebound, take it all the way down court and dunk on your head. No, he ain't like that. You know what I'm saying? But he can use his butt. He's nice though. DJ Burns is the guy who caught my eye, and all my teams really made it to the South Kentucky, but North Carolina. He caught my eye, so watch out for this guy. L Boogie, talk to me. Talk to me, L.
Brother Boo, you know it was some upsets in your bracket. You still probably got more than anybody in the Dream Team. Go ahead. Which one of them upsets caught your eye, big brother?
Well, told you about Oregon against South Carolina State. Took them to the woodshed. I told you. That was going to happen. And again, I'm not, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't want to say that South Carolina State wasn't a good team, but I think, again, like I told you, Oregon was underseeded, and that was something that, you know, they did. It was a 6-11. I was real surprised about that. The Dayton-Nevada game, that was a tough game as well, just on the first round. I'm just going to say, you know what I mean, that was really tough, how Dayton battled back or whatnot and did their thing. And, again, I should have went with my heart with North Carolina State getting to the Sweet 16 because they just hot right now. So, man, that was crucial. So, do I see any? They're the only double-digit team that's in the Sweet 16. I was very shocked on how Duke took care of James Madison. Did I think James Madison would lose? Yes, I did, but not by that many. I had James Madison to beat Wisconsin. But I didn't think it was going to be like that. But let me ask you this, you said it, Kentucky, big upset to Oakland. Is John Calipari on the hot seat from what happened over the weekend?
You know, man, you know, he did his due diligence, you know, from, you know, when it first came about the one and done, and, you know, getting all these players to the league. That was his goal. But, you know, his best day, I think his best coaching days was when he was with, what was it in college with, was it Marcus Camby? What was Calipari at? Rhode Island.
That's where he UMass, started.
UMass.
With them little
guards.
Yeah,
UMass.
Yeah.
Yeah, UMass. That, to me, that was his best coaching days. We got to Kentucky with the biggest program in college basketball. He was getting those five-star recruits, man. A lot of those guys were one and done. And the one year he won that championship, man, Anthony Davis had to not even shoot the ball that game because they had so many scores on the team, man. So it was a different era, man. So right now, he's not so hot right now as a coach, man, because you got to really coach these kids. And as you know, as you see DJ Wagner, man, I don't even hear his name. You know what I'm saying? I seen Dillinger. He was doing his thing, man. But these guys, I don't think none of these guys pro ready right now. So, but I do believe he need. I do believe he need to stay one more year because them is recruits and see can he get do something better. And if not, he got to go because them days is gone. It ain't like the old days like he used to. So them days is gone, man. And there ain't no one and done. Now, he ain't getting the recruits. You thought DJ Wagner would be one and done. Man, DJ Wagner worse than Bronny James right now, man. So, you know, so.
Oh,
see, this thing, he got a lot of zeros on, this, on points there. I was like, damn. I looked at his, oh, man, he's shooting. His three-point range is terrible, man. I think he's shooting like, I don't know, about 19% from three-point range, something like that. So it's been real bad for DJ Wagner, brother. Streets is talking.
I see. Come on, man. You talking about Coach Calipari, the Mr. One and Done himself. There's no one that has done it better. Let's not understand, guys, that we've all been talking about this since the quote-unquote NIL deal, since the transfer portal has taken effect in this college game. Look, man, there's a lot of parity in college basketball than there is anywhere else across the line, okay? All these big-time schools that were getting the top five recruit, top four recruit, you know, the top 300, come on, man, all that, it's not over, but it's leaning a little bit. And it's not that all the good players are going to one team, okay? Yes, and let's not forget, it is always cool to have a squad that has been together, that knows each other, that have built chemistry over the last two or three years. But let's not get it twisted. There are those boys that come in, don't know each other, come to the school, and make it happen. Okay? I'm not going to use that age as an excuse of why Kentucky lost. I'm just going to say they didn't look like a Kentucky team that I'm used to seeing. The game that they had before that, they looked like a Kentucky team that was going to beat the hell out of somebody. But they just played, and they had that game until they let Mr. Oakland take over and just do what he normally does. Nobody would have ever known that this guy don't shoot twos until you watch the game. And so I don't think Kentucky, until it was too late, found a way to say, hey, we might want to stop this guy. He didn't take any two-point shots. Dream team. He was 10 for 20 from three. Those are all the shots he took. Come on, man. Big brother, boom. What happened, man? Coach Cal, is that it? Is this the one and done? Is that it?
Man. You know, I'm gonna say this about Coach Cal. He's been there about 15 years. He has one national championship. Hasn't been to the Sweet 16 in about 4 years. And when you do have one done, and you're the number one, number two recruiting class almost every year, you cannot. I repeat, you cannot go out like this. You just can't. Okay? You can't go out like this because two reasons. Number one, you're not showing that you're an elite coach. I don't care if I got 18, 19, 20-year-old because stop it with that at the press conference. You threw your kids under the bus. You had two seniors starting. One had 28. So I don't want to hear that. I just don't. You're 5'5". They went 2 years in a row. No, they weren't playing against 26, 27-year-olds, but they was playing against some grown men as well who's been playing for three, 4 years.
They were super special. You know that.
Yeah, that was different. It was different.
How were they when their recruiting class is similar to rankings as the Fab Five? Or even better.
Not gonna say better. Like this one.
I'm talking about their ranking.
Okay.
Not that they're better players. I'm talking about as their ranking.
Right. Okay.
They got some guys that were well ranked more than Jalen and Juwan and them.
You're right. But not by
so, I think he's on a hot seat. And if he doesn't get to the Sweet 16 next year, I think he should be released from his building.
Released?
That's what I say. That's what I say.
When we come back, we're going to give our Sweet 16 predictions, who's going to be in our Final Four. We're going to talk a little NBA. It's the Streets of Talk, a sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. You better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Streets!
Try to beat all my niggas and spread the shit around. Got a castle in Cali where I quote the Quran. It's a mansion full of guns till I pass the baton. I buy my head, you know it's next. I say my prayers, hands across my chest. Breaking shackles on that nigga disobeying his master. Pace the chase and standing still, it's a fucking disaster. Emmett Till, to me shoes. Can I live, my mama rent due. Penal system come to the source, Benzino and Tino. It ain't really real until it's a kilo.
Damn.
I just spoke to me, shot think I'm Pacino.
Again.
I just spoke to me, shot think I'm Pacino. Big time, I just do it big time.
Hey.
All my niggas really do it big time.
Damn.
Little niggas, but we do it big time.
Big time.
Started with a nigga rock now, big time. Big time.
Big time.
Big time. Big time. Looking in the mirror, nigga, yeah, you big time. They hating on you, dog, but you big time.
Damn.
Talk behind your back. Bad bitch, shout it, but you big time. Yeah, you got small feet, but you big time. Bad bitch, big time. Real niggas gotta do it big time. Two-seater, big time. Throw the keys to a bitch, nigga, big time.
Big time,
big time,
big time.
My mama got a gun to me because of big time. Big time, real nigga, big time. I don't give a fuck, bitch, because it's big time. Till the day I die, I swear to God, I'm big. Follow is your Bible quote,
yes.
And all them things your grandmother and father spoke,
yes.
I watch your actions, not just captions in this shit you post.
Jesus.
Capping on niggas, that shit'll get you smoked. But if you rap a little different, that shit'll get you more. Just like bagging them nickels up and down different coasts. I be stacking them tickets, I'm trying to sit with hoes.
Oh.
I be stacking my tickets, I'm trying to sit with hoes.
I'm feeling.
I was washing the dishes, but now I get the dose.
Whoa.
I'm the dog of the bitches, why they sipping mimosas? We can talk about the digits, discuss a few numbers. Too many lost inside the trenches, don't let this become us.
Whoa.
Big time.
Goddamn.
I just got a crib in Chile to chill a few summers.
Goddamn.
I catch me out in Haiti, still running up numbers.
Goddamn.
If I look into your eye, then I made you a promise. Miami Heat, I rap like my name was Udonis. Gotta do it big time. Two feet. Big time. Don't see the bitch, nigga. Big time. Big time. Big time. My barber got a gun to me because I'm big time. Big time. Real nigga, big time. I don't give a fuck, bitch, because I'm big time. Till the day I die, I swear to God, I'm big time.
You know you big time.
It's the Speakers Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop from a street perspective. Damn world, I apologize. I'm having some technical difficulties. I just got off the plane, so we're going to have to end it. We're going to have to let it go right now. And about after we give our picks, we got a couple seconds. What you got, Ro? Who's your final four pick? Real quick. I'm sorry, gentlemen.
Oh, no, you good. Handle your business, boy. I know you're tired. I'm going to put UConn in the final four because I like UConn. I like what I saw in them boys. They don't look like they messing around. They looking like they really want to do something. That's coming out of the east. Out of the west, man, I'm going to take North Carolina. I mean, they got U of A, Clemson, Alabama. Yeah, that's a nice little folk piece to be involved in, but I think North Carolina is gonna somehow, some way come out of the West. In the South, I'm going with Houston because it's a Texas squad. I don't have any other Texas squads in it. And I like Houston. I like Shed. If Shed can keep them boys on point, Houston will do something big. Last but not least, I know Gonzaga beat Kansas. They're going to beat the shit out of Purdue. I'm going to take Tennessee. Tennessee and Creighton, that's going to be a great game. But I got Tennessee. I'm rolling with Tennessee to come out the Midwest. So that's my final four. UConn, North Carolina, Houston, and Tennessee.
ICE, final four,
baby.
Hey, that's a good one, man. But you know, the West, I'm going with North Carolina. The East, UConn, man. You right? They've been rolling, man. I don't see nobody being even close to them, man. And I kind of been impressed, you know, with Purdue, man. I've been kind of impressed, and I like Tennessee. I watched them, and I watched my man Dalton Knight, man.
Nope.
And you know. He had a bad shooting night, and I like to see when you have a bad shooting night, what else he going to do? He kept on shooting. He wouldn't try to go to the hole, man. So I kind of like, ooh. And they hit three to kind of, you know, seal the deal a little bit, a couple free throws. But, man, big man from Purdue, man, he been a monster lately, man. So, yeah, he been killing, man. But, you know, again, he a four-year guy, man, and rightfully so. Okay, there's nothing wrong with doing 4 years. A lot of guys do 4 years and be great in the NBA, so I don't knock that at all. So, and that's old school, and so he ain't got better every year. So I think this year, man, Purdue is getting to that Final Four, baby. I didn't like him my first, but right now I think they are. Yes, sir.
That's my boy right there. Yo, Big Brother Boo, I need your Final Four picks, player.
Ooh, man, it's crucial. I'm going UConn. Out the east, I got North Carolina out the west. I'm going all number ones to make it to the Final Four. I'm going all number ones, gentlemen. Yeah, they and as you see with Purdue, they've been blowing people out the water. I had to give them their credit.
Okay.
Go down low.
I got to give them their credit, man.
Hey, the closer you to the basket, the better the field goal percentage, man. Like the Iceman Gervin said, okay, who's a 50% jump shooter. So, hey, the closer to the basket, the better percentage, man. Stay down low. That game ain't changed. I hope guys don't know that. You know what I'm saying? I be repping game. Last thing, real quick. I was repping game this Saturday, and the kid gets the – and this is – tell me, Coach, tell me real quick. The kid gets the rebound. He's something great. He big man, 6'4". He gets the rebound. Comes to kick it out to the guy and 3 points. I looked at the nigga. I'm rapping. I'm like, nigga, man, you better shoot that motherfucking ball. And I said, you put that ball up. I go past the coach. I'm like, man, come on, man. Don't mess those kids up like that, man. Look, man, tell that kid to put that ball up. Because when he get in ninth grade, he's going to be doing that shit, man. Am I right? Am I wrong? I don't know, man.
Right?
That was dead wrong. I don't care about that. Put that ball up and get that 2 points. Kicked it out to a 3-4-3. He had an easy layup. It's crazy.
Come on out of here. Come on out. Check that. Come on
out.
Man. You can't do that, man. You can't do that again. I apologize, world. I just got off the flight. We're having some technical difficulties, so we got to end the show right now at 8:30. Just letting the music play right now. We can't even get a shout out. So in motion. So we will be back next week with the Final Four NBA. Who's in position for that? And we'll make sure we get it in. It's the Streets of Talking, man. As always, tell a friend to tell a friend. Tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Oh,